Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Guber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. I'm fighting for you from the foxhole from freedom. I am brutally honest every single day. Sometimes you like it. Well, sometimes you just got to hear it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, at the University of Virginia, $20 million squandered on DEI and other hopelessly lost woke agenda items. Of course, that's happening all over America. Number two, the Supreme Court has officially set the date for oral arguments in the presidential immunity case involving former President Donald Trump. It will happen April the 25th now. That is the end of the idea of putting Trump on trial this year. And number three, what will the tone and tenor be of the State of the Union tonight? What is Joe Biden going to lie about? Well, the answer is just about everything, because his positions are indefensible. So the gaslighting, the lying, the tweaking and twisting of the truth. Was he going to tell you that Bidenomics is great? That prices are down when they're up 20% since he took office? Is he going to tell you that the price of groceries are down when they're up significantly all across this country and everybody knows it? Is he going to tell you the price of rent is down or that interest rates are down on mortgages? Of course not. No, no, and no. Is he going to tell you that the border is secure and we are doing everything we can? It's false, of course. Gaslighting and lying all the way through. That's what's going to happen. Oh, and don't forget they're going to attack Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Smear half of America or more now. Because according to all the polling, more than half of America now supports Donald Trump. The support for Joe Biden, only in the high 30s, and those that would vote for him in the very low 40s. Joe Biden is a fading president, and frankly, a fading human being. Sad to watch, really. He's lost a step, and then he lost another one. He shuffles around like a toddler with a full diaper, just like Bill Maher says. That is so spot on, I can't get away from it. I love it. Because it's an exact, accurate depiction of what we're all seeing. The world is seeing. People don't look at Joe Biden and go, I'm inspired. I want to be like that guy. Nobody wants to be like that guy. Nobody. That's the fact. So, let's dig in a little bit. Let's dig in a little bit. All right? Talk about some of the problems going on out there. Crime. Crime is one of them. New York Governor Kathy Hochul surging police officers and National Guard to the subway of that city all over. I guess liberal soft on crime policies are failing there, too. What a shock. Here she is.
Point one. I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. They'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police, as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
No, what we shouldn't have to worry about is that person that might have a deadly weapon goes to jail and is right back out that afternoon to get another deadly weapon to sit right back next to me on the subway. That's what shouldn't happen, but soft on crime policies bring us to that point in America. Violent crime in America is up. Part of that violent crime fueled by illegal aliens flooding into this country. Joe Biden will lie about that tonight. They will not tell you the truth about that tonight. By the way, I'm interested in seeing Katie Britt. She's the senator from Alabama. She'll be doing the Republican response tonight. 41 years old, senator from the state of Alabama. She could be there for another 30 years. Heck, she could be there another 40 years, based on what we see. As I said, she could be there a seven-term senator, something like that. So what about Bidenomics? What about the economy? What about this inflation? What about, well, Fed Chair Jerome Powell? He admits Bidenomics has hurt those that can afford it the very least. He tells that truth. He confesses his sins to leftist Rashida Tlaib. Listen to this.
Last question, Chair Powell. Who do you see as the major winners and losers from high interest rates in terms of income groups, age groups, and racial or other demographics?
The point of high interest rates in the current environment is to bring inflation under control. The people who are hurt the most by inflation, as you know, mm-hmm. are people who are on a fixed income, who right away are in trouble when the cost of transportation, food, energy, and when those things go up, mm-hmm. they don't have financial resources to deal with it. We're accountable to provide price stability to the American people. Those people benefit the most over time from stable prices.
Gentlelady's time's expired. We'll go to the gentle.
Yeah. Those people are also punished not just by high interest rates and inflation, but high interest rates as well, is what I meant to say. Because when they do borrow a little bit of money, if they do have an adjustable rate mortgage, if they do have some credit card debt, they get pummeled. Yeah. Do you think they'll talk about ethics tonight at the State of the Union? I wonder if ethics will be on the list of things to discuss. Senator Chuck Schumer has no ethics at all, of course, and has no comment at all on the new charges against Senator Bob Menendez. More charges against the senator from New Jersey, who's dirty through and through. And, of course, they won't commit political suicide and throw him out the way Republicans would to their own, because Republicans actually sometimes have some ethics. Listen, here's Schumer.
Senator Menendez is facing another round of indictments. Is it time for him to resign? And if it's not time yet, what will it take?
Look, the bottom line, as I've said, the Senate has certain standards that we must live up to. I am very disappointed that Senator Menendez has not lived up to those standards.
But, Mr. Chairman, why are you okay with him serving in your caucus, sitting on committees, attending classified briefings when he's been charged with bribery, conspiracy, obstruction of justice?
As I've said, Senate has standards. We should all be living up to those standards. I'm deeply disappointed that Senator Menendez has not.
What a weasel answer. What a weasel. I mean, I've heard weasel answers, but there is a killer weasel answer right there. I'm disappointed. Really, Chuck? You're disappointed. Are you going to throw him out? Because the guy there is asking him, how can he serve in your caucuses? How can he be on the National Security Committee? How can he be on these different important committees? Well, I'm just very disappointed. Not disappointed enough to hold him accountable, to do the right thing, to take him off those committees, to sanction him, to take him out of the United States. Not disappointed enough to do the right thing, Chuck. Democrats have no ethics. There are no speed bumps. There are no guardrails, obviously. We have a two-tier justice system. It's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need to really understand that we have a real problem when it comes to all of these things in America today. But we do. And so when there's a lot of instability, gold is a place people go to save themselves, like Birch Gold. Have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks in the economy? It's not too late to diversify. You can do it to an old IRA or 401k. Do it in gold. Again, Birch Gold Group, they'll help. As opposed to so many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. And with what we have in the White House, it's uncertain. Here's how Birch Gold can help you make it part of yours. They can convert into sheltered IRA or 401k. No money out of pocket, none. To find out more, go to Gruber. Text Gruber, 989898 for a free information kit. Text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit from Birch Gold. Do it before the State of the Union. You'll feel better about it. I'll take a break. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps. It's called Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day and night. Because in Obesity USA, there are so many reasons to stay awake. Things like work, constant access to technology and media, job hunting, lack of exercise, bills, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, diabetes, stress eating, fat shaming, and more work. It's no wonder 1 in 3 people in Obesity USA can't sleep. But who would want to, when the fast food restaurants are open all night, too? Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visit OBECITY.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.